With love and humility, I offer my most loving pranams at the divine lotus feet of our divine Mother, Father, Guru of Gurus, Lord of Lords, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Beloved Swami, respected elders, most loving and welcoming residents of Prashanti Nilayam, who for decades have been welcoming us foreigners with open arms, brothers and sisters from all over the world, loving sairams to all of you. My name is Alejandro Alex Graña. Originally from Peru, I have now settled in the United States. There, I am humbled to serve as the National Service Coordinator for the United States. I am also privileged to be the Secretary of the Events and the Disaster Relief Committees of the Satya Sai International Organization. I feel extremely honored to be here with you today, and I consider this opportunity nothing but an extended family meeting. I am also overjoyed today as I will be introducing this evening's chief guest speaker. But before proceeding with the formalities, it perhaps would be wise to ponder upon one of Swami's highest teachings, as this teaching is actually fitting of tonight's guest speaker. I am talking about the principle of gratitude. Swami says, and I quote, "The foremost quality which every human being should have is gratitude. Without it, man ceases to be human." The question may then follow, why is it that gratitude is so important? Why? Well, perhaps the simple answer is that embedded in the principle of gratitude, all of the other highest principle of spirituality are embedded. Whenever we are grateful, whenever we have gratitude, we place focus away from ourselves and onto others. When there is gratitude, there is automatic detachment. When there is detachment, comes humility. Where there is humility, comes the spirit of sacrifice and seva. And where there is seva, how can there be any other but selfless love? Brothers and sisters, we should realize that we are all here together only because of this principle of gratitude. A few days from now, 2 days from now, many thousands of others of our brethren will be joining us in order to celebrate the 90th advent of the Purna Avatar of the age. This is only because of the spirit of gratitude. Therefore, it is gratitude also that allows us to come together in unity. And we know that where there is unity, Swami has promised, then will come purity and subsequently divinity. Where there is unity, eventually we will realize that highest principle of Swami, the principle that He came to bestow upon us, to realize that all of us are indeed one. Manam andaru okkate. But of course, gratitude must be understood, but above all, it should be practiced. And here is actually where our chief guest speaker tonight comes into play. Our chief guest speaker tonight is a soul shining with utmost gratitude towards Bhagavan. He is a leader of vision and a man of action. I am, of course, referring to no other than Dr. Narendranath Reddy, Chairman of the Prashanti Council, Dr. Reddy is chairman of the Prashanti Council of the Satya Sai International Organization, which has a voluntary network in 123 countries. Dr. Narendranath Reddy, MD, graduated in medicine with honors from SV Medical College in Tirupati, India. He specialized in internal medicine at the New Jersey College of Medicine and Dentistry and did his sub-specialization in endocrinology and metabolism at the internist endocrinologist at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York. He has been a consultant and practicing internist endocrinologist in Southern California for over 30 years and is a fellow of the American College of Physicians and the American College of Endocrinologists. He received gold medals for outstanding academic achievement in pre-medical undergraduate program and was awarded the Physicians Recognition Award by the American Medical Association. He was selected as a member of the Endocrine Society of, in recognition of meritorious work in basic and clinical endocrine research and medical education. Dr. Reddy was awarded the Volunteer of the Year Award by Beverly Enterprises Organization for providing volunteer services to the elderly. Four generations of Dr. Reddy's family have been followers of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, with Dr. Reddy himself having come to Bhagavan Baba at the tender age of 5. Dr. Reddy and his family have been hosting a Satya Sai center in their home for more than 30 years. Adding to this biodata, I would like to now share with you a few of my personal observations in having been privileged to work with Dr. Reddy in the last few years. Dr. Reddy is the hallmark of a Sai leader, a true inspiration and a fitting role model of the Sai motto that work is worship. He is today Swami's engine behind the work of the Satya Sai International Organization. That he is a tireless worker is simply an understatement. Dr. Reddy pays attention to every detail. He often reminds us, Swami is available to us 24/7. We, as devotees and leaders of the Sai organization, should also be available to him 24/7. However, Dr. Reddy has exceeded his own formula, for I think that he works on a 48/14 schedule, ladies and gentlemen. Similarly, he always encourages to uphold the 5 A's of a Sai leader. What are these 5 A's? Number 1, ability. We should put our best and have the skill to do whatever we're called to do. Number 2, availability. Again, 24/7 for Swami. And finally, affability. Whatever we do, we should be able to do it in the spirit of harmony. Despite his busy schedule, Dr. Reddy is known to look at every single email, answer every single phone call, and read every single piece of material that actually comes to him. This is truly the model that Swami set up for all of us. To him, no aspect of Swami's work is too small or too large, and he will attend to any matter that comes his way. He is a visionary of an expansive and modern approach to the Satya Sai International Organization and has personally guided and encouraged the youth towards new lengths. I would like to conclude by inviting all of you to come and see this work, to come and see this vision, at the Satya Sai International Organization exhibition that is taking place at the exhibition hall from November 20th through the 27th. And ladies and gentlemen, with these words, please join me in welcoming Dr. Narendranath Reddy.
Sarvarupadharam Shantam Sarvanamadharam Shivam Sachidanandam Advaitam Satyam Shivam Sundaram. With love, gratitude and reverence, I offer myself at the divine lotus feet of our dearest, sweetest, loving and omnipresent Lord Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Respected elders, distinguished guests, dear brothers, sisters, and the fellow pilgrims on the spiritual path, loving Sai Ram to all of you. First, I want to express gratitude to Bhagavan for bringing all of us together in His divine presence from different corners of the world and many countries all over. We are really blessed and fortunate. I would say we are thrice blessed. Why? The first blessing, to be the contemporaries of the avatar of the age, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. He is the embodiment of love, love walking and two legs. And there are 7.3 billion people on this planet Earth, and we are the lucky and fortunate one to be able to have heard His name and be part of His glory. Let me assure you, only by the grace of the Lord, you know that He is the Lord. Even Bhagavan Ramana, who was the Advaitin, he said, only by the grace of the Self can the Self be realized. So we are all blessed to be fortunate to be the contemporaries of the avatar. This avatar, as somebody was mentioning, is Supreme Parabrahman, Paripurna Avatar. So Swami, in His infinite kindness and love, declared in the first World Conference in Mumbai in 1968 that He is Sarva Devata Swarupa. He Himself revealed that He is the embodiment of all divine principles. Not only that, Swami is Sarva Veda Swarupa. This is all not my words. This is Swami's kind words. In Shivaratri discourse of March 2002, Swami said, this is the embodiment of all Vedas. Swami says Satya refers to Rig Veda, Sa refers to Sama Veda, A refers to Adharvana Veda, Ya refers to Yajur Veda. So we don't need to go to any other Vedas. Swami is the embodiment of all Vedas. And Swami is also embodiment of all yogas. S, Sai, S for service, Karma Yoga, A for adoration, Bhakti Yoga, and I for illumination, Jnana Yoga. So all the three yogas are contained in the name Lord Sai. And finally, what does Sai Baba mean? See always inside. S-A-I, see inside. What do you see? Baba, B-A-B-A. Swami says He never finished high school, but He's double graduate, B-A-B-A. Always Swami has this form. What is this B-A-B-A? Being, awareness, bliss and ananda. Sachidananda. We are all embodiments of divine bliss. We are knowledge, existence and bliss. Because the whole universe, Swami says, is only this. Nama, Rupa, Sachit, Ananda. Nothing else. This Nama and Rupa, name and form, always come and go. Even the avatar, the name and form will go. But the Sachidananda will always be there. So we are very blessed to have come in contact with this loving avatar. So we should be grateful that He gave us this opportunity to be His contemporaries and enjoy His divine blessings. So second blessing for all of us here is to be able to come to Prashanti Nilayam. Let me tell you, this is not Shanti Nilayam. Shanti Nilayam is abode of peace. This is Prashanti Nilayam, abode of supreme peace. What Jesus talks about, the peace that passeth understanding. That is what this abode of Prashanti Nilayam is. So this is the Punya Bhumi, Karma Bhumi, Jnana Bhumi, Yoga Bhumi. So every part of this place is saturated with Swami's grace and blessings. He walked amongst us here. He blessed us. He laughed with us. He sang with us. And He guided us and guarded us. So every stone, every particle is saturated with His divine love here. So let us be grateful that we are able to come to Prashanti Nilayam. Swami Himself said, no one can come to Prashanti Nilayam without His will. And I was personal experience of that. Sometimes when I wanted to go to come here, some work comes up, some family situation. But sometimes whenever, never even planned, Swami brings us here. So that is, to come to this Prashanti Nilayam is His blessing. This is for us the Bhu Kailas. This is our Bhuloka Vaikuntha. This is our Makkah. This is our Gurudwara. This is our Bodhagaya. This is for us the holiest of the holy land. And what is the third blessing? The blessing is to be able to be part of this glorious, sacred, auspicious, momentous 90th birthday celebration of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. He invited each one of us here, so and that is why we are here. Let us remember that and be grateful for Him for this divine opportunity. No one can come. I know some of our friends from overseas countries, they wanted to come. They could not get time off at work, or they had family problems, health issues. They could not come. Even they had intense longing. Yes, Reza is smiling. So there is people. And there are some who didn't plan to come, but they could get the air ticket for a lower price. They could come. So God is the one who pulls the strings. So we are thrice blessed. So let us be grateful to our Lord for these triple blessings. So, in commemoration of the 90th birthday celebration, we are conducting the 10th World Conference on November 25th, 26th and 27th. I'm happy to say that there are about 1,000 delegates from approximately 80 countries participating in this conference. From 80 countries that are participating. And the theme of the conference is, love is the source, love is the path, and love is the goal. Bhagavan Himself is the source, He is the path, and He is our goal. In preparation for this world conference, we have conducted 16 pre-world conferences in 16 countries where Bhagavan's teachings, His glory and mission in 2000 Satya Sai centers and groups in 123 countries is shared and glorified. So just I will take you to a world tour without a visa or a ticket. First, the pre-world conference started in Singapore, followed by Hong Kong. Then we had in Dominican Republic, then we had in Colombia, followed by Brazil, then United Arab Republic, then we had in USA, followed by Italy, then Russia, then we had in Germany, then we had in Australia, then we had in Nigeria, Kenya, United Kingdom, and then lastly, recently in September, South Africa and Mauritius. The last one was Mauritius, the last but the best. They had more than such a small island, more than 2,000 delegates participated, more than 600 youth were participants. And Swami always shows His presence. He said, wherever My glory is sung, I am manifest. And I have witnessed wherever His work is done, He is manifest. That eve of that conference, we were going, and in a clear blue sky, no clouds, there was a beautiful rainbow making us all joyful that He is gracing us and giving His blessings. So I have this experience even few years ago when I visited Sri Lanka for a Sat Sai meeting. So Swami's presence is always there. And Swami's glory is unfathomable. I would like to share during this pre-world conference, I had some humbling experiences witnessing the glory of the Lord. Just I will share you few of the things. First, once we were in Bogota, Colombia, there one of the devotees from Venezuela shared us that when she was in meditation in the morning in Caracas, Venezuela, she physically, Swami was present and appeared. Not a vision. Physically, Swami was present and blessed. She was moved to tears and in shock. So Swami is omnipresent. And another thing in Australia, so when we had a pre-world conference, the National Council President of New Zealand was sharing. They had a public outreach program like to reach, share Swami's message and love with the community. So there he gave this India Time magazine, which is special edition of Swami's Divine Grace after the Swami's Mahasamadhi. And this lady, a tribal leader, so after a few days, she saw Swami in the white robe in her place. In physically, not a vision. She was in tears. So Swami appears everywhere, anywhere. He can do anything. Let us remember that. He is omnipresent, but he can also appear in physical form. So we should not be deluded, somebody saying, Swami is appearing here. Swami said, he can appear to each one of us if we have that intense longing for him. And then I was in Hong Kong. There was an amazing story. This barrister at law, she was telling us, after Swami's Mahasamadhi, she had a calling that Swami said, come and see me in Prashanthi Nilayam. This is after Swami's Mahasamadhi. She came here, I think she is somewhere in the audience. So she came here, prayed to Swami's Mahasamadhi. Somehow she had an intense desire to become the judge in the High Court. So she went back, though she was a junior among the staff, so she was made a permanent judge in the Hong Kong High Court. So this intensified her faith, and I cannot believe, after that she said every weekend, that means Saturday morning, she comes here, has the two darshans, goes back on Saturday night. This is from Hong Kong, not from Anantapur also. I doubt people will come every weekend and go. She was coming every weekend for 6 months, comes on Saturday morning for darshan. She says, I get divine energized for two darshans, goes back. And now she says she still comes every 2 weeks, and amazing is the service she does. So Swami touches people's heart in various ways. And right now we have started the registration for the World Conference. And in the registration place, so they took me there, Vibhuti appearing in Swami's picture. And along with this World Conference, right now we are having Sat Sai International Youth Leadership Program for the youth. There are youth about from 36 countries taking part in this leadership program, because we want to have a succession plan for the organization so that the youth, not only future leaders, we want them to be the leaders of today. And there they were showing two of the youth in the delegate badges, Vibhuti is appearing. So Swami is showing His presence, but another thing, these are all miracles, are like Swami Himself said, visiting cards. They are expressions of His love. And He Himself said they are like a mosquitoes and an elephant in His divine mission. So we should not be stuck here. We should move on. There are miracles galore, like my brother Leonardo this morning sharing. Every one of us has something to share with. There is a beautiful song, Teri Mahima Likhi Na Jaye, Teri Mahima Kahi Na Jaye. Unmountable glories of the Lord, you cannot recount. Even the Upanishads say, Yato Vacho Nivartante Aprapya Manasasa. His glory is beyond the comprehension of the mind and expression of the speech. But because of our joy, we want to share His glory. That is the joy of a devotee. Nobody can comprehend the glory. Swami said, you can never understand me. You can experience my love and share with others. That is why Lord Krishna says in Gita, what do my devotees say, do? Machitta madgata prana bodhayantah parasparam kadayantashyamam nityam tushyanticha ramanticha. My devotees, what do? They always revel in my glories. They share, they talk to each other. That is their joy. That is what Sai Bhagavatam is. That is what the glory of the Lord is. That is what we enjoy talking about Him. So as I said, Swami's miracles galore. So I can say recently, just I want to share this, another beautiful episode happened just a couple of weeks ago. There was a devotee from Northern California. I live in Southern California near Los Angeles. So his daughter, she is getting married on November 30th this month in Chennai. She has diabetes and she had intense pain in the leg. She could not walk. All pain medications failed. She is going to one of the best centers in United States, in Stanford University. Nothing was helping. So in desperation, he wrote to me a letter. Doctor, you are also endocrinologist, you are diabetologist, can you help? I said, let's send that all the information. I reviewed the information. They are giving the best care. There is nothing I can add. But only thing I can suggest is do some prayers. I told her that Swami one time suggested to one devotee, say, Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Sai Dhanvantriye Namaha. So chant 108 times every day, it will happen. Just on November 14th, I was leaving from Los Angeles here. He writes a beautiful email which made me very happy. My daughter's pain is all gone. The whole family is chanting this mantra. Our wound is healed. This is the power of prayer. That is what Longfellow said, more things can be wrought by prayer than man can dream of. So let us never forget that prayer has that power. Yes, now we have seen God's miracle. What is the next step? Swami said these four steps. Chamatkar, samskar, paropakar and sakshatkar. We talked about his chamatkar, his miracles, his glory. Now next stage is samskar. Swami says what he wants from us is transformation of our heart. Very, very important. We need to be transformed. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, I have seen all over the world amazing transformation in the devotees. Where people are main meat-eating countries like Latin America, Russia, they are complete vegetarians. And they give up smoking, drugs, everything, completely changed people. That is only because of Swami's love. But that is only up to a level. But Swami says, more important, people who are lovers for me, they should have these following qualities. I will share a few. Swami in the old days, in the beginning, he used to ask the students chant chapter 12 in Bhagavad Gita in all the major functions. Bhakti Yoga, he used to let them chant. In that, the quality of a lover of God, devotee of God, the first thing is, Adveshta Sarvabhutanam. You cannot hate, not only human being, Sarvabhutanam. You have hatred to no being. If you have, for a devotee, in our dictionary, we should not have the word hatred. If you have, then we are disqualified. We have to be born again and again to reach a stage of no hatred status. Adveshta is the first quality. They have 35 qualities. First is hatred towards no being. So Swami is an example. I remember once we were having interview with Swami in their room, and then suddenly the American devotees were there. There was a spider. That lady was almost jumped. She was shrieking, looking at the spider. Then Swami took the spider in his hand. Then Swami told the lady, take it. She was more scared. Then that spider became a golden spider. Then she took it. Swami, yes, yes, I want to have it. So he can change. So just everything is divine. And another thing, remember in our apartment here in Prashanti, every morning when we do puja, a lizard used to come. So I told the boy, take the lizard and put it outside. This was happening every day. So we didn't know what to do, whether to get rid of it or just take it out outside. So Swami called us for interview. I said, Swami, this is happening. This lizard is coming. What should we do? Why should you throw it away? Think it is also worshipping with you, doing my puja. So that is the thing, you should have love for all beings. That is the important thing. We need to practice this in our life. And Brother Leonardo this morning was telling, second important qualities, ABC, always be cheerful. Swami wants, always be happy. When we describe God, he says, mitha smita sundara, mandahasa vadana. That means always the gentle smile should be there. Swami says, if you have a long face, there is nothing spirituality. Swami calls castor oil face. Either it is indigestion or you have headache, some problem, but not spirituality. Spiritual person should always be joyful and blissful. That is very important quality. And another quality is how we talk. It should be soft and sweet. And Swami is the example. His words, madhuram, madhuramumi sacharadi, everything, madhuradipate akhilam madhuram, his words are sweet, his smile is sweet, his gestures are sweet, and he is the example. So we should also have sweet, loving words. Swami in beautiful Telugu says, kaki yemi chedda chesenu, kokila yemi manchi chesenu, noru manchidaite, uru manchidi. That means, what harm did crow did, what good did this cuckoo did? If you have nice words, everybody will be happy with you. Rather, you are very rude and rough and tough. People say, my God, if you are coming that side, they will turn away and walk away from you. So we should have that sweet, loving words. These are basic spiritual philosophy. You don't need to be a big scholar to practice this. Anyone can practice these sweet, loving words. Another important thing Swami said, if you want to be a spiritual seeker, if you want your divine love, don't find faults in others. It's very important. So when Swami made it very easy, Jesus said, why do you look at the speck in somebody's eye when you have beam in your own eye? Swami made it even simpler. When you show one finger to others, three fingers are pointing towards us. So we should not find faults in others. Very important. And Mother Sharada Devi, the consort of Ramakrishna, when she was leaving the body, somebody asked, Mother, what is your last message? She said, son, if you want to have peace of mind, never find faults in others. It's very important. Then somebody was asking me, what about if somebody is criticizing me, what should I do? Swami himself gave an answer to this to me in Vrindavan one time, because somebody write a negative thing about Swami. Swami told beautifully, number one, somebody is in the gutter, if you want to fight with them, you should also will get into the gutter and get dirty. Don't get into the gutter. Let them criticize what? Second is, everybody will pay for their karma. As you sow, you reap. If you are doing bad things, they will pay for it. And ultimately, satyameva jayate, truth wins. So we should, as devotees, the real transformation is not to be criticize others and be critical others. So next stage, we go from transformation to paropkar, selfless service. And Swami says, really, if you have divine love, this tyaga, sacrifice, is very important. That is why in the scriptures it is said, na karmana na prajaya na dhanena tyagenaike amrutatva manasu. Not by deeds, not by progeny or wealth, you attain immortality, only by sacrifice. What should you sacrifice? We should sacrifice our time, energy, talent in the service of God. That is what I see all over the world. People are doing that. I can just share you a few things. In the field of education, we have in the international outside India, we have 31 Satsai education institutes and we have 42 Satsai schools. In addition to these SSC programs and SSCHU programs, we spread the human values all over the world. So just to show, are you able to hear with all the rain? Or maybe I should stop. Is it okay? Good. So recently it happened in El Salvador. So the government, education ministry of the government of El Salvador requested the Satsai organization of El Salvador to train all the teachers in the country of El Salvador. They were very much touched by the human values program. And in Thailand, the Institute of Satsai Education has been training teachers under the wonderful guidance of Dr. Ortong Jimsai, who is here. They already trained 150,000 educators. Now the government requested them to educate 500,000 educators. That is 5 lakh educators. And in Kazakhstan, I know the Russians are here, the European Institute people, they went to Kazakhstan a few years ago. When they want to teach human values, these people said, don't talk about God, don't talk about spirituality. Now they change, they are inviting, we are so much benefited with this human value program, please come back, please come back. So how Swami's human values programs are touching different parts, Russia, El Salvador, Thailand, China. So this is the wonderful service which is happening. And in the medical side, we have got about 300 medical camps all over the world. We have 43 medical clinics serving hundreds of thousands of patients all over. And we know we have a mobile clinic in India. Let me tell you, a lot of people are not aware. We have mobile clinics in Indonesia. We have mobile clinics in Sri Lanka. Soon we are going to have mobile clinic in Nepal, serving the devotees. So the medical services is happening in different ways. And right now, for this Bhagavan's 90th birthday, we have 4 doctors, interventional cardiologists from USA, who have come here. They didn't want to be recognized, but they are doing 270 procedures. 90 of the ASD, atrial septal defect. ...90 VSD, ventricular septal defect, 90 PDA, patent ductus arteriosus. 270 procedures are being done. This would cost about $5 million in the money in USA, but here at least it's 5 crores. These people spend their time, energy and money to support this, and they are here. I think the 4 of those interventional cardiologists have come. I know one of them I see there. So people are ready to sacrifice their time and energy to serve the Lord and be part of His divine mission. So when we do this service, what is the final goal? Final goal is Sakshatkar. We will know who we are, our true nature. That is the whole purpose. Swami said the goal of life is to realize our innate divinity and manifest that innate divinity. That is the whole purpose of life. All these things we do, whether swing bhajans, do loving service, study circle, the only purpose is whether it is taking us to that goal where we realize our innate divinity. That is why Adi Shankara said beautifully, Shlokarthena pravachyami yadartham grandakoti bihi brahma satyam jagan mithya jivo brahmaina paraha. He says, I will tell you in a half a shloka, half a verse, the summary of the millions of scriptures. What is this? Brahman alone is true. This whole world is untrue. And we are nothing but Brahman. That is all the truth. And our Swami made it even simple. Sarva Vedanta Grandhala Saramella Vokka Vakyana Cheppudun Okkasari Akhila Bhutamulandunna Atma Neevu Okkate Ani Manasuna Undavalayu. He says, I will tell you in one sentence the summary, quintessence of all Vedanta. That is, it is the same Atma, only there is one Atma, it is the same Atma pervading. That is why we should see everybody as the embodiments of Atma. That is what Swami addresses us. So, this is the experience one should have. Like Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi, one time somebody was cutting the branch of a tree. He said, oh, somebody is cutting my hand. Because they feel identity with the whole creation. They see only one Atma. Same thing, Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. One time he said, oh, somebody is walking on my chest. Somebody was walking on the grass. You feel, because then Ishavashyam Vidam Sarvam, everything is saturated with divinity. That is the experience we should have. So I pray to Bhagavan to bless us with strength, dedication and love so that we reach the goal in this very lifetime. Jai Sai Ram. Thank you.
Thank you. respected elders, distinguished guests, dear brothers and sisters, Om Shri Sai Ram. With reverence and gratitude, we offer our loving and humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Lord Satya Sai. We are honored to present a musical program by the International Choir of Zone 8 of the Satya Sai International Organization, which consists of Russia and adjoining countries. Tonight, 135 ladies and 35 men, devotees of Bhagavan, will offer songs of love and gratitude to our beloved Swami in Russian language. Dearest Swami, please accept our humble offering and guide us with your love and blessings. We, your children from Russia and adjoining countries, pray to you to shower us with your divine grace and love every moment of our life. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you. Baba, Guru Baba. Guru Baba, Guru Baba.
Guru Baba, Guru Baba.
Jai Namostute Guru Baba.
Jai
Namostute
Guru Baba.
Jai
Namostute Guru Baba.
Jai Namostute Guru Baba.
Hara hara.
Mahadeva.
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
राम लक्ष्मण जानकी जय बोलो हनुमान की राम लक्ष्मण जानकी जय बोलो हनुमान की
Narayana, 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 Naray Shanti, shanti, shanti.